which is the reduction and modification of the West Harlem Transfer Station at Onchan Road, Harlem, of which you have your paper with you, paper number TSK/10/2011. Here we would like to, on behalf of the board, to welcome the following representatives to the meeting. The RTS Development Officer in Charge from UPD, Ms. Zhang Yingkang. She's the Senior Environmental Protection Officer, RTSD, as well as the Regional Director of AEP Asia Company Limited, Mr. Matthew Koko Zhang Yingkang. Thank you very much for waiting. And welcome to the meeting. Before we start your presentation, I'd like to invite members to declare interest if you have any on this item. If not, can we have the presentation now? And please try to give it within 10 minutes. Thank you very much.
I think the ruling that I present today, is proposal for this transfer station is insignificant compared with the entrance of the transaction. At least in particular, in public users, the project is a very important and significant environmental infrastructure. So, also because of the location and other consideration, we are not producing something very exciting or significant. After consideration with the secretary, we get a message and members who want to know how we do a very special requirement here. So, very briefly, please bear with me also with some waste management stuff to start with. What we send for service today is the waste management system in Hong Kong. We have a Memphis and now three Memphis in the local area of Hong Kong, service new territory, Hong Kong, the northeast, north district, and the west in West Memphis, two main. So, all these remote areas on one hand, they save the public. Majority of public from the entry users, we need to have a waste transfer system to move all the waste from the urban area to these to remote landfills. At present, we have six major transfer stations in the urban area and new towns, and distributing the Thailand and Hong Kong and Chongqing and North Manhattan also the human area. And also, we have seven other smaller transfer facilities serving the outlying districts. Today, our focus is on the West Coast transfer station. This is the easiest transfer station in terms of waste throughput point of view, and it's serving a very large catchment area. Okay, I have a quick reminder. Actually, this transfer station is responsible for moving all the waste from literally the majority of the red and the Taiwan area and also the Xinjiang and catching area. So, in terms of throughput every year, every day, it is moving 2,240 tons of municipal dog waste from this catchment area to the West New Territory landfills by marine vessels. In addition to that, 7 years ago, this station also started picking this cat waste for treatment. And this cat waste, for your information, is something arising from restaurants and hotels, which are quite a big step to get treatment before discharge. This is a step on the map to show you the setting of the transfer station. It is just, I think, about the edge of the West Hamlet destination, and it is next to the Stone Crisis Island. And right now, our neighbors into KMB Temple. Just next, where our patient is here, next to KMB Bus Depot, and also the other area treatment plan on our eastern side. This is an area photo of it, and with this photo, I'm going to show you the key element of this transfer station. Because it is an element in compact waste in the containers before moving. So we have a very large enclosed buildings here. Purposely designed to be enclosed like an industrial type of building. And vehicle can only access through an opening one around into the second, first floor of this building. And then this building is designed with rectification so that for all the odors there is full ventilation is extracted and struck at the step of time and before they are deleted. Another major element from visual point of view, I believe, it is our plane. We have two major storage plane, which is like here is like a container terminal. Day to day, this plane is serving to move every piece of loaded containers onto the marine vessel, which is parked next to the transfer station. This is a good photo when we try to get a photo from the sea, looking into the transfer, looking towards the transfer station. As you can see, this is the new highways leading to the St. Peter's Bridge. And this is a two plane because of the height, they do look more visible and dominant, while the station building, although in plane area, is very, very, very large. It is a two-story high, so it's not quite visible. Just very briefly, the major operation is actually carried out inside this large transfer station building. These refuse trucks every day, after weighing, they are moved down the ramp into this enclosed building. This is called the going to tipping hall. These are unloaded and fixed, and then gradually by walking floor, they move to the compactor pits, and then they are compacted into compactors. After unloading this waste, this vehicle actually also receive some washing on the external surface of the vehicle and the wheels before they have to leave the station for another journey. There is compaction is done inside the building, and then this heavy container are moved outside to the KT area, and then these are loaded onto this refuge transfer vessels. And at the end of the day, when all this loading has been finished, this refuge vessel will move to the west landfill, where another one will park next to it and do the job for the next day. This transfer station started operation in 1997, and we have an initial contract period of 15 years. So the first contract, this initial contract, will expire in June of the year 2012. So we are now planning for a follow-on contract to follow on the operation to continue the waste transfer service. And we also take this opportunity of a new contract to refurbish the station. Of course, major part will be on those equipments, mechanical equipments and infrastructure and things. At the same time, we also see if this how we can upgrade the appearance of the station as fast as possible. Maybe I don't go through this very detailed elements of refurbishment. As I said, these compactors and these air scrubbers and the cranes and the wastewater treatment plant also receive different degree of upgrade. And from an appearance point of view, we have now this part, this is the boundary of the station. And as you can see, where we are affecting another public road, there's a quite wide counter area, and after many years of when these walls are open, we have now quite fit plants in this counter area as we have recently inspected. So in terms of shielding, it is actually preserving the campus from the outside. So we're looking at that you probably don't have a lot of don't have much need the sense to just redo all this boundary planting. We may just do some temporary visual look up for some less thick planting. But we are thinking more if you want to make this station more industrial, have a decent outlook. The first thing we plan to do is to repaint all the structural work, including the major building, which on the ground floor is the empty surface, while the second floor is actually the steel cutter. So I plan planning to retain for the steel cutting and the concrete area, concrete services. All 分手的啊，对啊，他看旁边去了，是什么呀？他的啊，对啊，对对对对，就是啊，就是啊，他们决定先他们是要去东边去，有二十五天的去啊啊啊啊啊，去接他啊，啊带他啊 ，look for him for years to come。And this is another element that satisfies someone on the outside. And you're going to replace the pain and the key learning element, the pain that the pain probably will stay because there are still certain criteria that are really also going to retain them to, so that they also pattern a new look. And as I said,the country has already had a lot of shooting time, not to say that we also have a set war alarm. But we think that maybe the problem we can upgrade is the interior of the station. As you can see from the aerial photo, it's quite concrete or barren inside. So we received quite a lot of visitors and quite a lot of customers there. So maybe we think that we would use the area where it is not obstructing the waste vehicle, obstructing the operation. We try to incorporate quite a lot of these different variety of gun, whether the good screen may be just colored down or in a perfect way, or if it is around the column where they are, it can be done. So that we generally, our idea is to improve the interior appearance of station so that it is certain purpose for visitors and users, and also maybe the neighbors who is on the stop top vehicle floors in maybe the KMB bus depot also have a good impression of the station. So, as I said, we are proposing something quite more primitive in terms of this station after reviewing the neighborhood of this station and the location of this station. We do welcome members here and all what we propose to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to you to this. You know, this is a very important topic of a waste transfer disposal system. Yeah, comments from members, Nick?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I mean, this is an important topic. I mean, we had a proposal that we looked at on Hong Kong Island recently, which you presented to us, and this is the second. If we look long term, you know, the present waste management system that we have in Dortmund and Hong Kong is not sustainable, but it's not tenable. 50% of our waste, I think you correct me if I'm wrong, 15,000 tons a day, I think,
go to landfill.
It's not a sustainable model.
So obviously over time, and we're going to persuade people to change.
We're going to be more innovative.
The question to you,
maybe something you want to take away. What is the long term plan in terms of rationalization? Because presumably, if we do manage to persuade people to be more prudent in the way that they treat waste, if we do, if we devise new ways of treating waste, the amount of just landfill may fall from 50 to 30 to 20%. Some of these stations will then become redundant, presumably. So I imagine you have or will have a long-term nationalisation program, and this will throw out sites which obviously we as the Power Commission will be able to look at in terms of alternative use in the long term. So I'd like to be reassured that there is this long-term plan because the model isn't sustainable, as I say, as it present. Second thing is, again, thinking of things more philosophically, if you like, I think education in terms of bringing about the change is going to be essential. And I wonder where in one of your transfer stations you might think of creating an education centre, particularly for young people, for students, for school children, to help them understand if you like the issues and the challenges, and obviously see the plant in operation, point out to them if you like that this is the worst case, that worst way of dealing with waste, if you like, that we ought to be dealing with in a much more prudent way. So long-term planning and education, I think, underlie,
I think, the way forward, and we'd like to be reassured on both fronts. Thank you. Other comments, Simon?
I agree entirely with Nick.
WWF Hong Kong just recently, they have completed a report on the carbon footprint of Hong Kong people, and we ranked number 45 in all of the, in the world. So we have a really large carbon footprint, our temple was really heavy countries. So I think there is a need, especially, you know, like education, you know, to have a like a reduce, recycle, and reuse. I think this is really, I mean, something that has to be done very, very soon. Yeah, Paul?
This is very that we are about to embrace the sorting and recovery. I don't see any of that in this facility. Does it take place anywhere else in the stream? In this center in Taiwan, I see the CC straight away. I was wondering if there's any recovery somewhere along this in that stream before it goes in there. You think repainting, is that clear indication of part of the backhaul? If so, steel plate with backhaul seems to be maybe to the negative or focus, so we keep the temperature down inside and you know what temperature is, but those are minor details that are pretty much ready to have them work from a health and stuff point of view. I believe that the location of this site is appropriate. It's within the industrial area where we have the initial maritime area where we avoid shipping operations. And there's some hope that the planning about is not going to zone anything next to the residential in any of the near future, but consolidate all the industrial maritime users all in the same area and not depend on any more units. It's users there. Actually, we're going to have building and building base management plans. Somewhere on the island, I assume that we can continue to ship with the final plans so that we can meet this. And therefore, I think I'm supportive that it remains in this location. Educational enhancement, ability for kids to come and see how it works would be nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul Patrick.
I think it's a big issue with the building. For the raised when we were talking about carbon footprint and ecological design, I think we can do a bit more, particularly if there is more energy. Even the energy department is moving forward to work out with the PCMR and that carbon. So for this site, it's not an important thing. So to we have a more innovative idea or more modern thinking, how you know to clean the whole building with natural plants, this kind of other something that's a bit more, it's not difficult to do, but I don't know what is here. A lot of things in the industrial look, you keep saying it's pretty industrial look, it's a lot of legacy. Okay, thank you.
Are there comments or questions? If not, may I have the response from the team, please?
Thank you for all the comments. And just for the burden, I think that there are more interest in terms of how we, this station will be in the long-term status. I just want to explain that right now this station, including all other refuge transfer stations, they're moving this to the landfill because something new is relying solely 100% on landfill disposal. But in the future, as we have, some months ago, we're actually now tackling the waste problem in different approach. First, it's a quarter of biology when it's reduced and recycled, and in this aspect, the government has announced that we are planning to raise our recovery target from the now 50% to 55%. So this is, and there's a series of measures we are proposing to increase the recovery rate, and that means reducing the waste at needing disposal. The other part is, of course, line on landfill in terms of waste treatment, it is not sustainable because of the waste volume. So we are proposing also to appear at least planning for the first waste incinerator, integrated waste management facility. And in the future, if there's a part of the waste being delivered to this waste treatment facility, most likely they will still rely on marine transfer. So it doesn't mean that if the
will be changed the Western facility, less waste will be go through this transfer station. It is not affected by this treatment facility because waste are still need to be moved from this center where waste are generated to the treatment facility. And of course, part of them will also need to go to landfill. So, these early update time for RPS are for the long term. Second is, welcome the consideration of more education elements or practice center. They actually are planning for that. But we do need to consider what is the appropriate locations for these education center. Obviously, it is maybe too dedicated to install one of the energy transfer station. Each station has a special role to play. So we are considering visitor centers for public education on the waste management and sustainability education. Initially, we believe that it is not the place you want to put the visitor center. And in fact, having said that, all the RTS, including actually all other waste treatment facilities, now we have the landfills, are actually open to other organizations, schools, and coming to visit us. And in fact, we take a lot of visits every month for all the stations. So we are taking a step forward to see if we can have a purpose plan business center for this purpose. Reducing waste recycling. From years of experience, we all know that mixed waste is no good for sorting, and this is worldwide experience. So we will enhance sorting as source as our strategy. So everything which we want to sort out and reduce the waste, we are doing education or other supporting measures will be done as source, like at the residential building, like at the all the shopping centers. And then after being collected and mixed and connected to the station, we have to do efficient waste transfer service. But having said that, I want to bring up that for this station, there's a particular type of waste, which is wood waste, wood pallets. Because of the location, we do receive a lot of waste wood pallets from maybe container terminals or other sources. So, in this current program, we will have a separate sorting of this wood waste and planning to convert this waste to other wood waste and recyclers instead of now being moved together with other waste to landfill. So this is an initiative we plan for this particular station. For the painting, with other electric colors, we will take this comments into consideration when we do our final design. And I think it's several of comments I have put in my answer. So,
and I think you have addressed all the concerns raised. So, if there's no more comments, I think we can conclude this item. Even though in the short term, the Happy House Commission do agree that there's not much that we can do. And, it doesn't make sense for us to relocate it anywhere else. So we can, in principle, support the evaluation group, but with the recommendation in particular, 2 points. One is to further explore for EPD in the long term, the 3R approach, and to reduce, solid waste, And the second part is I really hope that EPD could further look into this idea of educational center as well, because it's very good that we have some nice, air-conditioned room with samples for students and to visit, but to see the actual operation at the transfer station would be quite different. So if that could be possible, that it can be located at the actual transfer station, that it may be beneficial to visitors as well as to our next generation as to how to reduce waste. So I think that concludes this item. Thank you very much for coming.